Hey there, dreamers and doers. Jake Cotta here, your nightly guide to a calmer, more peaceful you. Ever feel like that inner critic is on a permanent loop, replaying all your mistakes? You know, the one that whispers, you're not good enough, or what were you thinking? Well, tonight we're tackling something truly powerful, self-compassion. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. We stumble, we fall, and sometimes we just plain mess up. But how we treat ourselves in those moments can make all the difference between spiraling into negativity and bouncing back stronger than ever. Self-compassion isn't about being easy on yourself or making excuses. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care you'd offer a good friend going through a rough patch. And trust me, it's not just some fluffy feel-good concept. Research shows that self-compassion is linked to better mental health, increased resilience, and even stronger relationships. So, how do we cultivate this superpower? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remember that you are human. We all make mistakes, experience setbacks, and have moments of weakness. It's part of the tapestry of life. Think about it like this: we wouldn't judge a friend harshly for tripping and falling, right? So why do we often treat ourselves with such harshness? Practice seeing your struggles as opportunities for growth, not failures to be ashamed of. 2. Activate your inner softie. When those self-critical voices start chirping, try to counteract them with words of kindness and encouragement. Imagine talking to a dear friend going through the same thing. What would you say? You got this. It's okay to not be okay. I'm here for you. Say these things to yourself. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, your inner voice will start to respond positively over time. 3. Mindfulness is your secret weapon. Being present in the moment can help you detach from those negative thought spirals. When you notice yourself getting caught up in self-criticism, gently bring your attention back to your breath, your body sensations, or the sounds around you. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your inner critic and taking a deep breath of fresh air. 4. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to what's good in your life can work wonders for your mental well-being. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Cultivating gratitude rewires your brain to notice the positive aspects of your experience, making it harder for negativity to take hold. 5. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. Taking time for yourself, whether it's reading a book, taking a walk in nature, or simply relaxing with a good movie, is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of self-care as recharging your battery so you can show up as your best self for the world. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-achieving lawyer who constantly pushes herself to the limit. She's always striving for perfection, which often leaves her feeling stressed and burned out. Then she starts practicing self-compassion. She learns to acknowledge her accomplishments, celebrate her strengths, and treat herself with kindness during setbacks. As Sarah begins to cultivate self-compassion, she notices a shift in her mindset. She's less critical of herself, more forgiving of her mistakes, and more resilient in the face of challenges. She starts enjoying her work more, feeling happier overall, and even building stronger relationships with those around her. Sound familiar? Remember, you deserve to be treated with kindness, understanding, and compassion, starting with yourself. So tonight, take a moment to practice self-compassion. Acknowledge your struggles, offer yourself words of encouragement, and remember that you are not alone in this journey. Remember, it's okay to not be okay, but never forget to be kind to yourself along the way. Want to continue the conversation? Head over to our website or social media pages and share your thoughts on self-compassion. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.